بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, with regard to the brief explanation of the Ash'ar that we read in the Zikr while making Zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to gain concentration and to make dua that Allah Ta'ala grants us this reality. Yesterday we learned the first part of this poem, Ilahi Ata wa Zarra Dardi Dil Ke Marta Hai Be Dard Bimar Tera. That, O my deity, O my Allah, the one who is there only for me, grant me, that is, out of your sheer mercy, grant me that gift, that you give me a zarra, an iota, like a mustard seed of your true love. And when that comes, that is such a medicine, that ke marta hai be dard bimar tera, that this slave of yours, who doesn't have your love, so my life is actually, I'm living like a dead person. I got no life in me. So if to, in order to get life, as Hazrat has explained so beautifully, that our life is not the body, the ruh is our life. And the ruh comes from Allah. And that nourishment only comes from Allah. And that medicine also is from Allah. You can't get it anywhere in the chemist, anywhere, not even in the kitabs or anywhere. You'll only get it from Allah, and Allah Ta'ala sends it to the man of Allah. And they teach us all these great, beautiful du'as, etc. And the zikr, these are, this is the medicine that Allah Ta'ala puts in their heart to teach the ummah how to get connected to Allah. So Allah, I am dying of this terrible sickness. What is the cancer, or what is all the stupid virus that people got scared all about? That this is nothing compared to a spiritual sickness. When you're in spiritual sickness, then your ruh is in coma, your ruh is like a dead thing. So what you need, just one drop, one iota of the love of Allah. And that you will get by the lovers of Allah. So then a person realizes, now when you're making zikr, what is the object and purpose? Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai. Main tujhse hu ya rab talabgar tera. Somebody is making zikr or duas, they want something else. Somebody wants a car, somebody wants a wife, somebody wants something. So everybody has got his own needs, and accordingly, that's how he is making his zikr, or that's how he is making his dua. But what I want, O Allah, may tustihu ya rab talabgar tera. That, O Allah, only I am desirous only of you. If you are mine, then everything is mine. I don't want nothing else, O Allah. I just want you to come into my heart. I just want you to make me yours. I am not worth anything. But Allah is so kind, that person who is worth nothing, and you realize this, and you just beg Allah, I want you to make me yours. Allah Ta'ala pulls that person to him. So see, when a person just thinks of this briefly, the understanding of these meanings, then we come to know the reality of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant us all tawfiq to make our zikr properly, and out of His mercy grant us this great connection. For this, it is extremely important that we do this great lesson of how to get this connection with Allah. As we learned yesterday, Hazrat explained that the real way to get connected to Allah Ta'ala after Iman is the great gift of namaz. So if we don't know what namaz is all about, then we don't realize what's it. Whereas this is the great, great gift, as we will learn in front, inshallah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah Ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim. Yesterday we learned that Allah, that Hazrat is teaching us that a person who realizes that Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to stand in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and so I should know what I am talking to Allah. That at least know the basic meanings of the du'as that I am reading. Subhanakallahumma, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, then the surah, the basic things. If you start learning as we taught, try and get the kitab, Miftahul Quran, start going through it and see how simple it is. Instead of all doing Arabic courses in university and wasting our time, learn this and see what benefit will come in your life. The greatest benefit is that those things that are harmful for your iman, especially ulama, that we learn the meanings, but be concentrating. that those things that are harmful for our iman, I will get safe from that. I'll realize the hadith has taught your garments below your ankles, that is haram. So you came for namaz and you're not even conscious to check your garment. And today we've gone so upside down. Men must raise their garments between the nifs-e-shaq, that is midway between your shin and above your ankles. And women must cover their ankles. But today women have lifted their trousers so high that they just totally lost it. And men are dragging their trousers on the ground that the municipality doesn't need workers anymore. They are sweeping the streets. So when we don't know this reality, how stupid we become. And then also a person realizes, I have made a pledge with Allah. What pledge I made with Allah? In the beginning of namaz I read, Iyaka na'budu. That, oh Allah, I promise I will only make your ibadat. Because I realize, I read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, I am your slave, oh Allah. So when you realize this pledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat, you keep it in mind all the time. So this great benefit. And then a person should realize, a person who is worried and concerned of his iman, that person, he understands namaz in such a way that Allah Ta'ala has given me the best of creation. Allah, out of all his creation, Allah made me the best, better than the sun, better than the moon, etc. There's no time to go in so much detail with regard to that. But a person should realize, Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allahu Akbar. In the early days there was a masala in the time of Harun al-Rashid. Anyway, just to cut it short, one great imam of that time, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayh, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, when a person told his wife that if you're not more beautiful than the sun, than the beautiful 14 full moon, they were enjoying the garden at night and having nice the fun in the garden. So he got in ecstasy and he just blurted out, didn't think what he's saying. If you're not more beautiful than the 14 moon, then talaq for you. She was a pious woman, he was also pious. Immediately she went out. She says, sir, you don't find out the masala, I can't love what you know. So he was worried whole night. He said it in love, but he didn't think what he's saying. And that is our problem. We don't think. Our mouth is in first gear, brain's in reverse gear. We have to put it opposite. So then the next morning he went in the king and he was a minister. In the king's court, the king made out that something wrong with my minister. What's wrong? Then he explained and he said, this is, I need the masala. He called all the muftis. All great, great muftis came. They said, we think nice talaq. One young mufti, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah, was still very young. He didn't speak out of respect. And so Harun Rashid asked him, why don't you say what is your opinion in this masala? Not opinion from his own side. From what you have studied from Quran Sharif and Hadith, not his own opinion in any way whatsoever. So what have you studied? What do you think the masala is? He says, according to what I understand from Quran Kareem, she's not divorced. All the muftis, their eyes popped out. Then he said, Quran Sharif says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah declares, undoubtedly, I created insan the best of all creation. So she's better than the sun, she's better than the moon also. So when we realize Allah has given us such honor, such respect and such dignity, and Allah gives us control of the whole world. We are small men piloting a big ship. You see in India, Pakistan, small boys, so thin they look. They controlling a whole buffalo, full of so much wheat, etc., and so much cane, etc. And see a small man piloting, driving a big truck. Who has given us? وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي Adam. Allah gave us this honor. It's not my achievement in the least, but so a person, when you realize this, and you understand that Allah Ta'ala has made me the best of all, and then, not only that, now Allah Ta'ala, in order to realize your position, that all the other creation, they have to be on their place, and they got one aspect of namaz. You, Hazrat Insan, I'm giving you a special invitation to come into the royal court. Come and present yourself, and open permission. Isne mutlak. And Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala has stressed it, that Allah has stressed that you must come. And by why Allah is stressed to come, that many a times we don't realize our position. You don't know your value, so you don't appreciate yourself. So in order to realize who you are and what is your position, and just think, only I got the honor. The other creation can't be coming into the masjid. I've got the honor that I'm coming into the special court of Allah. And Allah has stressed so much that Balb Masjid, to show the houses of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then not only Balb, appoint my callers, the Muazzins, they are very, very honorable servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. On the day of Qiyamah, if we don't realize in this world what is the honor of a Muazzin, then on the day of Qiyamah we'll see that their necks will be very high. People will make out, "This is the one who called me." Allahu Akbar. And as Hazrat was explaining, that person who wanted to build a masjid, how he used to appreciate, come out of the masjid, give a 20 rand in those days when that was the highest note, go and give the Muazzin. "He called me." And he's the caller of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala has stressed, and then we see all the other commands, even Iman. Jibreel alayhi salam came down and informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it came for Salah, to realize who we are, Allah Ta'ala called, sent Jibreel, "Go and bring my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring him as a very, very honorable, illustrious guest. After all, the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beyond everybody. But in order to make us realize even further who we are, we the ummatis of that great personality. And Allah didn't just give this gift only to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent Jibreel, "Go and bring my Nabi, and bring him for a very special journey, the journey of Mi'raj." And we know the details, we can't go into the details, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Kaaba Sharif, heart transplant, Allahu Akbar, Noor was put in his heart, then Baitul Maqdis, then to the seven heavens, and right to Sidratul Muntaha, where Jibreel said, "Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you go ahead yourself, I can't go beyond this point." Allahu Akbar, where no angel could reach, nobody, Allah called Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what closeness with the beloved and the lover. And then Allah Ta'ala presented to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only on a golden tray, we can't imagine on what tray, that you came so close to me, your ummatis will also want to be close to me. So take this golden tray of salah. And Allah gave not one or two salah, Allah says 50 salah go and give them. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his kindness, when he came down from Mi'raj, met Musa alayhi wa sallam, said, "What gift Allah gave you?" He knows when you go to a king, he doesn't just invite you, he gives you special gifts. So he said, "Allah gave me 50 salah." He said, "My ummah couldn't manage two. Please go and ask Allah Ta'ala for reduction." And we know the details. So anyway, see what stress Allah Ta'ala gave us the salah with great honor and dignity. So a person should realize now, or muhtaj awar ke izn ka aur ihsan man kisi darban ya naqib ka nahi kya. And then realize that I'm doing a favor to come for salah, I am in need of salah. I'm totally in need, I have to be present, Allahu Akbar, to come for this great gift. Allah send it directly, Allahu Akbar. Somebody sends you a present, and he sends it with a very special person. You appreciate the person so much. And then the gift, who that came from who, then how much you'll appreciate. Yeah, Allah sent the gift, and who brought it? Allahu Akbar. None other than the greatest personality, and presenting it to us on a golden tray. And myself, what attitude have we got for salah? We don't realize that this is not a favor that I'm doing to go for salah. I should be rushing, that I must be there in salah. And Allah gave open permission. The person who comes first in the masjid gets the best place in the masjid. Like Hazrat explains, the best plot in the masjid is right behind the imam. And this plot, you don't have to pay rates and taxes, etc. You don't have to worry of all the amenities. This plot will see to your needs. You right behind the imam, the most rahmat of Allah descends on the imam and right behind the imam. And like Allah, Hazrat explains, it's not a place for anybody to reserve his place here. No person, we can't say, as we learn in front, a person can't say that the million, multi-millionaires first serve for them, and then the millionaire second serve. No, the poorest man comes first with eagerness, he gets the best place in the masjid. And as we learn, Hazrat explained, we come early, don't read our sunnah at the back. Come to the first surf. Already you get sawab before namaz start that you in the first surf already. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, understanding, to realize that I am in need. And Allah has given such open permission that Allah Ta'ala did not put a guard at the door.
And Allah Ta'ala did not make it that ihsan man kisi ka, that I have to beg some God, hey, please allow me also, man. And let give me, and you don't have to pay any fees or anything. Nothing. You don't have to pay. You don't have to beg the God that give me also place. Let me also go. If there's a big party or somewhere, something happening somewhere, and you're not invited, then how? You have to beg the person, can I go in or something? Yeah, this is not a party. This you are going to get big, big gifts from Allah Ta'ala. Great ni'mat. And Allah Ta'ala did not appoint anybody at the door. Nobody has the right. And although Shaitan has fooled us so much, because we stay behind from the masjid, today Shaitan has put all the stupid protocols that you must apply on your app, whether you can come to masjid, etc. This is the time to make tawbah and istighfar and beg Allah. It's my fault. I didn't appreciate coming to the masjid. These restrictions, outwardly it looks like from the mutawallis or the government, it's my fault. I must beg Allah that Allah remove all the restrictions. Totally, and especially from the markaz, from the headquarters, that is Masjid-e-Haram, Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara, no booking on the app and everything, all that stupid things Allah Ta'ala will remove if we make tawbah, istighfar, and beg Allah that, oh Allah, you made it so easy. You didn't put anybody, and I don't have to come like a beggar and beg somebody. I don't have to pay any admission fees or anything. Although as Hazrat teaches us, we should appreciate where you can pay for the service, give some lillah and put in the lillah box or give to the mutawallis, you using the water, etc. That is optional. Allah didn't make it for us that you have to pay for anything. Allah made it totally, Allahu Akbar. What an honor. And not only that, if you don't realize that this is an honor for you, or rare agri par wada sakht azab ka, that Allah says, oh foolish person, I am giving you so much great gift, and now if you don't come, then Allah has warned of very severe punishment. That if you don't come for namaz, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, people who don't come to the masjid, the most loving personality, who's got the greatest fikr for the ummah, said, I feel like burning down the houses of those men, reading namaz in their homes. And what about those who don't read namaz? As Hazrat teaches us that I must see what the condition of the ummah, at least make dua for myself and the whole ummah. Oh Allah, bring us onto this great gift of salah. Not even 2% of the ummah is performing salah. And then we say, why turmoil? Why the ummah is going through difficulty? If the ummah just come onto salah, Allahu Akbar. The Jews know, Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Alayhi himself, Hazrat explains that the Jews, he says that the Jews know when our masjids are filled for Fajr Salah, how it is filled for Eid day, then they'll put down all their weapons. And they'll know, now we can't touch the Muslims. And they keep on, Hazrat says, when he mentioned this in UK, people living in the area where it was a Jewish area, every time the person comes back from India, Pakistan, etc., the Jewish person asks him that how many people come for Fajr? He says, why are you worried about this? And he says, no, we know the day your masjids are full for Fajr, then we can't attack you. Now we're fighting material resources and we got much more material. So come, no, masjid is to renew our iman, to establish our link with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't understand this, then I will give you a severe punishment. And in fact, the punishment is not a punishment from Allah, it is a great rahmat. Like a son, he doesn't know. The father says, you just go to the business and look after it. He is not interested. Father says, if you don't want to go to the business, then I'll kick you out of my house. It's not that he don't want to kick him out. He wants to make him understand. So exactly like that, Allah wants to make us understand. Oh, insan, I made you so honorable. I'm giving you this position in order for you to stay on this great position and just progress higher than the angels also. Realize, come to my court. Renew your iman, strengthen your link with me. And if you don't come, Allahu Akbar, a beautiful example Hazrat has given of this is like a father was very, very rich. He had 5 sons or something. So he decided, before I passed away, let me distribute all my wealth, most of it. He gave all the sons, gave them, put them up in big, big businesses, homes, everything. Now he came towards the end of his life and he's got quite a bit of money still left, but like leftovers. And he said, he called them all one day, that all of you must come visit me, because whatever balance I got, I want to give you all now, even that balance. So all the sons, one in Cape Town, one in PE, one in whichever province or maybe ever country, he says, if anyone don't come, then not only I won't give you the balance, I'll take away what I got from you. So it doesn't mean he wants to take away, he wants to show that you're not appreciating. So Allah Ta'ala is also where the father has got the leftovers. By Allah there's no leftovers. By Allah is just more and more. You come early, you get the best. Like we learn for Jummah. You come early for Jummah, you get Allahu Akbar. The reward as if you slaughtered a camel and gave it in a path of Allah. But we, Allahu Akbar, what is our attitude for Jummah namaz? So Allah give me tawfiq to understand that it's not a punishment from Allah, it's a mercy. Because our minds are so weak, what is good for us, we don't know. Like Hazrat Shaykh Ahmadiyya complains, what is poison today, we say it's medicine. We're sending our children to the poisonous schools and universities, and we think we're doing good for them. Or janna chahiye ke aisi naamate uzma se mahroom rehna, aur wada sakht azab ka sar par lena, nadani aur kameena pan hai. Then a person should understand, if you know your position, and you know this great gift of Allah Ta'ala, then any person with the slightest brains, he'll come to understand that such a great ni'mat, this is not just a duty, it's a responsibility is there, but it's a person starts realizing it's not my responsibility. It's a great, great gift of Allah, ni'mat-e-uzma, that is such a magnificent gift of Allah, Rabbul Izzat, the world can't pay for it. The world can't pay for you sitting in the masjid for 1 minute. The whole world can't pay for that amount. Allahu Akbar. So this great gift, if you deprive yourself, and Allahu Akbar, you even so to say so bold, that you prepare to go through the severe punishment of Allah Ta'ala. You think that, no, what must I go do and waste my time? I'm busy in my business. Allah Ta'ala is announced by the caller, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Where you think in a deal, in a big deal, that is your success. Your success is by me. If you want that deal to go through, you come to me. I will put that deal through. It's not that person, it's not how today our foolish people, Muslims, we're saying the government are corrupt. But we are buying the deals and all the distinct contracts and paying all the bribery, etc. And then we say why prices are going haywire. Why there's all problems. We are the cause of it. So we have to realize we're staying away from the masjid just to go and get a contract from a haram contract from the government and paying people underhand. And here where we must come, we are so idiots and such foolish people that we are prepared to take such a severe punishment on our head and don't come to the house of Allah. This is the sign of the height of immaturity. You're still a stupid person and you kameena. In other words, you're so base. You're so useless that you put yourself, you're so mean, you're putting yourself into difficulty. Where all your work is going to get done, you're not coming. And you're going to stupid officers and becoming disgraced, etc. And then when your name comes in a newspaper, now you don't know where to turn. Allahu Akbar. Here where you must come, and what great honor Allah Ta'ala will give you, what people cannot imagine. And here you don't, the greatest thing to come for, Allah must be happy with me. When Allah is happy with me, then what more? Allahu Akbar. The happiness of Allah is more greater than Jannat also. So that is what we have to come here. So Allah, the Hazrat is explaining here so beautifully, that don't be a kameena, don't be so base, that masjids are built for you, azan is given, everything is explained to you and you still don't come. But is it, and Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah has kept it open for everybody, even a person who is not a Muslim, that you accept Islam, you can come into the masjid. You don't know how to read namaz well, but you come in the masjid, you'll also get great gifts from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So how kind is Allah? Bas isi tarah azmat-e namaz ki khoob samajh kar tamam adab ke laiq qabooliyat bargah-e shah badshah-e haqeeqi ke ho ke hue baja lawe. Now when you realize that what a great ni'mat, what a great gift the salah is. The salah is not a duty, it's not a responsibility, it's not coming to put obstacles in my enjoyment. This is the enjoyment. You are ignorant, you don't know. We're like a small child who's got a gold coin in his hand. He doesn't know the value and he's playing around with it. His father's cupboard was open and somehow he saw something shining, he started playing. He doesn't know the value of it. When he hears an ice cream kumbi going past, He runs to buy an ice cream. The ice cream man says, where's the money? He gives the gold coin. Ice cream man is smiling that now I'm going to open factories. Where I'm going to drive the kumbhi now? And this poor child, he's smiling, he got the ice cream. He doesn't know what he gave away. So we thought, no, I was watching the match. I was in my business. How could I go? We don't know what we gave away. Allahu Akbar. What is one ice cream? What is we took pulp and dirt and we gave away? Not gold coins. Allahu Akbar. What is the gold and silver of this world? We can't match it in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now when a person realizes this great ni'mat, now not you don't, you just rush for namaz, you keep in mind all the etiquette and I must go in such a way that my namaz must be worthy of acceptance. Acceptance in whose court? Badshah-e Haqeeqi, the real king. Not even the prime minister. Here you get an appointment with the ordinary minister. Or there's a banquet or something. The first thing you're asking, what is the dress code? There you want to know how to be dressing, etc. Here in the house of Allah, you're not cared how much dress. You come like a big billboard. No, Adidas don't pay you for anything. Nike don't pay you. In fact, they're making you like a fool and you wearing their adverts. And you come into the masjid like that. Allahu Akbar. We have to come in the masjid in such a way, so to say everybody is in ihram. You're thinking of your journey to akhirat. But today Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us, and we don't think anything. You tell somebody why you came with a Bermuda, what's wrong? Nothing wrong, my long kurta is covered. Who are you imitating? Allahu Akbar. So we have to realize this reality, that understand. So come with all the etiquette, proper etiquette, and with proper adab, respect, come into the house of the greatest king, the kings of kings. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given us free appointment. Whoever you can be, you come in the house with etiquette, with respect, and hoping that I have come in such a way that I hope I didn't falter. You worry that I hope I didn't falter. I hope I didn't. So much so that in the hadith it comes that perchance something happened, your stomach was working, you got a bit late, you were eager to go early. But when you got slightly late, don't rush like a wild person. Walk with a steady pace and go, move a bit faster, but don't run into the masjid. Don't come panting in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Even that much Allah has taken consideration of us. So what is the etiquette, adab? Pehle taharat or pakizgi kare, make your purity properly, istinja, make it properly, so proper, and then make your wudu properly, etc. And as we will learn in front, Allahu Akbar, Allah has made it so easy, so simple, not big protocols, etc. People just want to go just to meet her, just for one party, and they're buying stupid perfumes and all type of things, etc. Woman folk for one, the walima party or what, if there's the nikah is one day, different clothes. Then the walima is the next day, they can't wear the same shoe, etc. And Allahu Akbar, all that foolish things, Allah didn't make it like that. Allah said, you just take and purity, Allah has taught us. Where we didn't come to the masjid, now shaitan is teaching us, as Hazrat says, not taharat, sanitizing, satanizing. Allahu Akbar. Where we are taught, the first thing you get up in the morning, wash your hands. Allahu Akbar. Then make your istinja properly, make your wuzu, and make your wuzu properly, rub your hands, etc. See that your elbows are rubbed, all that, your ankles, all that, be cautious of that. Yani wuzu kare, or jo hajat nahane ka ho, ke yo ki ho, husal kare. And if you in need, you are in a greater impurity. Allah allowed you to have relations with your wife, you need to make husal. Now make sure you make your husal properly. And don't delay, make your husal on time so that you can be early. You don't miss your fajr namaz, or any namaz for that matter. Like if a person, jaisa ke koi, jab bacha ke darbar ke jane ka irada karta hai, pehle hammam karta hai, phir kapre pehen ke jaate hai. Like a person is invited by a king, or you got an invitation by a minister, a counselor in your town or wherever, or the minister invited you, or the state president. Now you're too worried. I must first take a proper bath, etc. I must get nice clothes, and I must put some perfume, etc. We don't know who we're coming to. Forget the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. See our pious elders. Mawlana Abrar al-Hasan Dunyawi Rahmatullahi. who was in Tatkeshwar, when he used to go to his majlis of his sheikh, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to first make ghusl before I'm going to the majlis of my sheikh, I'm going to learn about Allah. So here Allah didn't say every time you must make ghusl. So much so Allah didn't even say every time you must make wuzu. If your wuzu is still intact, your next namaz you can come with the same wuzu. Allah Akbar, although you made your namaz and you got wuzu, you made another wuzu, nurun ala nur. But Allah did not make it for us that you must make another wuzu, make another ghusl. But we should think, whose court I'm going? How should I dress? Is my clothes clean? Am I going with the proper clothing or what am I going? And we see Allahu Akbar. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi just writing hadith. For every hadith is to take ghusl, make salat, and then Allahu Akbar, write down those hadith. So that is like being in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then what is in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat? So we then didn't understand these realities. How much shukr we have made that Allah said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen." Be with the righteous, pious servants, those who got ma'rifat, who got an iota of Allah's greatness, they will teach us this. Otherwise, where today we see our attitude, my attitude towards salah, when lazily we go, like others say, somebody will catch you and talking, you'll now go with him, you won't even know where you are going. Because we don't even think, am I dressed properly? Am I going properly with proper adab? So this was the first part of the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. Then we see Sufi Iqbal Sahib has been so kind, he made so much effort on this kitab, now he summarized this whole lesson. So we can recap again, and people who are not here can also get benefit. So Hazrat says, Sufi Iqbal now is giving the footnotes, he says, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ke is bayan mein char baate hai. There were four things that he mentioned in this first part of his bayan, that what is namaz all about, the reality of namaz. The first thing that he explained in this bayan is, namaz ki ahmiyat, jisko baar baar padh kar dil mein bitana. Aur jiske liye Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah Ali ka risala fazaili namaz ka mutala bhi mufeed hai. The first thing we learn in this first part of the bayan is the importance of namaz. That not namaz is not important or is just one part of my life, etc. One department, like how when we mix with non-Muslims, that religion is one department of your life. When it's time to pray, you go to the mosque, we'll go to the church. But after, no, namaz is the most important thing of my life. After iman, my life has to be regulated around namaz. And in order to realize this, Hazrat says, ulama went to great length, so to say, went through great pain for us to understand. Great kitabs have been written. And one very, very effective kitab, Fazaili Namaz, which is being recited here, make a niyyah that every day at home I'm going to read it also. Even if it's 2 minutes, if a person is negligent with your namaz, read those chapters on the warnings of not performing namaz. If you are performing namaz but not jamaat, then read those chapters of the namaz of jamaat, etc. And similarly, women folk also, the moment they hear azan, they don't even have to wait for jamaat. They must perform their namaz immediately. But we see they also just delay and delay. Before they know, asar time, no, they're still busy with their cooking. They don't, the human folk should be more eager, should fulfill, and they get the sawab more, that they not come into the masjid, but the darkest corner of their home, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that's the best place for them. Not they must come to the masjid, etc., the modern trend, and we ulama just, we don't explain to them, we have to be telling them. And this is the great fitna that has come into the ummah. Women folk want to come to the masjid. At home, they're not prepared to make namazes. Whereas that is the best place for them, and on time. So that was the first point that Sufi Iqbal Sahib reminding us, that in the first part of this bayan, that was mentioned, how important is it. The second point here, which we learned already, that sabse pehle usko dil mein baar baar soche ke namaz ka hukam meri upar koi bojh ya tawan nahi hai, balki bahut bari ni'mat aur ihsan hai. And the second thing to understand and let it penetrate my heart deeply, to understand that namaz in no way whatsoever, it's not such a command of Allah Ta'ala that Allah has made a burden upon me. That now I'm busy with my work, I'm busy with my sports, azan is going, Allahu Akbar. Now you hear some people, the woman folk, engage in wedding parties, azan goes or a mayat news come. They say, now did the person have to pass away now? Does a muazzin have to give azan now? When we don't know, out of ignorance, we say statements, we lose our iman also. We don't realize this. So namaz is not a burden in any way whatsoever. It's not a penalty that now you got the summons, you must come to the court, etc. It's not like the courts of this world, that they give you a penalty, a summons, now you must go appear in court. This is not the court, this is the royal court of Allah, where you don't deserve to be. Allah Ta'ala is calling you. It's a very, very great ni'mat. Very, very, it's a great favor of Allah. Allah is favoring us. We supposed to be begging Allah for favors. Allah is begging, and this is such a favor, jiska shukriya ada nahi ho sakta. Allah Jalli Jalalu ne mujhse zarra be miqdar ko pehle ashraful makhlukat banaya, phir apne darbar mein roz aana 5 baar arz maruz karne ki apne hajat pesh karne ke liye hazri ki badi taqeed farmayi. Allahu Akbar. That first of all understand, this is such a great favor. My whole life I can spend in sajdas, I can not make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Allah Ta'ala, me, zarra bemik, I'm such a, not even an atom, not even a speck in the creation of Allah. One filthy, dirty droplet of sperm, where am I worth to be coming in the court of Allah? First of all, forget being in the court of Allah, to be in the creation of Allah. And not only as ordinary creation, Allah made me ashraful makhlukat, the best of all creation. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala could have made me a snake. Allah Ta'ala could have made me a scorpion. Allah Ta'ala could have made me a swine and felt and the stool of the swine or anything. Allah made me ashraful makhlukat. It was not my birthright in the least, but nobody asked Allah Ta'ala for that. Where are we? We were not existing. Allah Ta'ala, out of His extreme kindness, a useless person like me. And that is why our mashayikh teach us, daily when your eyes open, make shukr, Ya Allah, you woke me up in the state of a human being. You made me a human being again. When the previous nations did not appreciate the favors of Allah, the Jews, they went beyond the limit. Allah Ta'ala commanded, Kunu kiradatan khasin. You people are so adamant and so stubborn, and you don't want to appreciate my ni'mat. Get up in a state of monkeys and apes. And their faces were changed. Allah save me, all of us, that daily make shukr. Allah, you made me a human being. Then you made me a Muslim, Allahu Akbar. You woke me up in a state of Islam. And you gave me such a deen, such a way of life, that the whole perfect, what a package you gave me. Tahara, purity, what the laws you made, what I couldn't understand, what is very, very good for me. You made those things for us. Then you won't be saying it's hard, you'll be making shukr. You won't imagine how to make shukr. You made those things haram for me, which I can't understand. Alcohol, gambling, today we see one small druggie in the house, the whole house is upset. People have become so stupid, gambling, that rich people lost their trousers and everything. Coming out with their briefs and losing their properties, Allah made it haram. Today just see that we think like something is not haram, but it's very harmful. We don't realize how harmful is it. We use, like for example, smoking. We say, no, it's just makruh. It's so harmful, so terrible. But because it's makruh, our minds are so clogged that we don't realize the harm, so we say it's makruh, never mind. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala didn't make alcohol haram. Then what should be the just thing? We see, even if it's haram, still how many Muslims are consuming, but how much shukr we should be making. Not that it's difficult, it's like we should make shukr. Allah made swine haram. What filth and dirt. So Allah, you made me a Muslim. You gave me deen of Islam. Oh Allah, you made me a mu'min. You made me a believer. To believe in you and not idol worshippers. Not anybody else, my idol, etc. I don't have to go and slave for anybody else. Oh Allah, you gave me this great honor. Ya Allah, you gave me Quran Sharif. That is my constitution. That is my way of life, not any government constitution. Any other constitution that goes against my constitution, which comes from Allah, I abandon, I throw that out of my life. Not that death can rule my constitution. My constitution is from you, O Allah, and not how I understand it. O Allah, you sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for me. Such a guide that he showed me how to understand Qur'an-i Kareem. I don't have to go on a stupid mufti Google, etc. I have got everything on the golden tray. And yet, Allahu Akbar, How can we be following, Hazrat says, people who make dogs their leaders, be following them. And we going into universities and I say, I got a PhD, but you haven't realized the benefit of Salah, the great gift of Salah. So Hazrat says, realize this. And not only that, Allah made you the great creation, and to realize and appreciate and realize that whatever you need, you'll only get it in the court of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala said, come to my house, not only once a day, appointment with any minister, you think, hey, he's a busy man, can I even email him? Well, I get it. Once a year, if you get the appointment, you're lucky. Malikul Mulk, the kings of kings. Allah is saying, you come to my house, and I know you got needs. You need, whatever you need is from me. So you come and present your needs in front of me, and you just ask me, and by Allah Ta'ala, you won't say that now the place is full, you must wait till then that these people go out. Or the court or the hours of Allah Ta'ala's office are from 9 to 5, 24/7, open all the time. You can phone Allah Ta'ala anytime. In other words, while you're driving, a thought comes to your mind, I need this. Just talk to Allah Rabbul Izzah. And then when you get time, go to the masjid. Put your head down in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has stressed us that I know your need. No, but you don't even know your own need. So come, Allah has put a great stress on us. An announcement also is made. And that you must come at least 5 times a day. Come and renew. And that 5 times you coming, each time you come, you get as if you came 10 times to the court of Allah. And we supposed to be in need of Allah. We're not supposed to be worthy of any reward whatsoever. How we come in the first place. But Allah says, I will reward you. Allahu Akbar. One subhanallah, out of namaz fills the space between the skies and the earth. In namaz, what is the reward? We can't imagine. It's just beyond imagination. But when we don't know the reality, it's just like nothing, like a fly set on my head. I missed my namaz, so what? And then as Hazrat explains, the greatest way you can get close to Allah, present your needs, is through faraiz. Then Allah did not only say faraiz, Allah said you want to become more closer to me. You want to get more honor and dignity, and to realize who you can surpass the angels also. They will envy, are we angels or these angels? So jab ji chahe naflo mein hazri ka izne aam diya, aur is hazri mein kisi sifarish aur darbaan ka ehsaan man nahi banaya. And besides that, whenever you want, nobody is allowed to close the doors of the masjid. Sadly today, our elders have taught us that jab masjid kacche te, to iman pakke te. When the masjids were all like a mud bricks made with mud and clay, then our iman was strong. When the masjids became pakke, our iman became weak. And then when all the amenities came in the masjid, all the big speakers and big fancy watches, etc., today we have to lock the masjid. And sad a time came in our lives that we hear they broke in this masjid, they broke in that masjid. Why we are not coming to the masjid? So that is why masjid supposed to be abad all the time. Where we see when we close the masjid, Allah is showing, not only will we block you, your masjid will be broken into. And you can't run the masjid is the house of Allah. Allah takes care of the masjid, don't think you taking care. So whenever you want, the masjid is supposed to be open 24/7. And that was the trend before. People used to travel at night, they know they got any need, stop at the masjid. All facilities are there, you make namaz also. Allahu Akbar. Today you have to see which masjid is locked, which is open. How sad condition has come. And Allah gave open permission. You don't have to beg anybody. You don't have to go into intercede for somebody or go to the doorkeeper. And like we see in the Haram Sharif, that when the Kaaba doors open, then there's only permission for few people. That even you standing, your mouth is watering, can I go in? But the guards are there, they won't allow you. But the Haram Sharif itself, the house of Allah, nobody, although that is also not permissible, but the house of Allah, nobody can stop you. Nobody has got a right to stop anybody from entering the masjid. The poorest person gets the best place in the masjid if he comes early. He can be standing to the greatest wali. He can be standing next to the billionaire and trillionaire in the masjid. There is no booking, and that is why it's not permissible also. If you are not in the masjid before time for the next namaz, you can't book your place. If you were there and you went for some hajat, then it is permissible. Otherwise, it's not permissible. And because we didn't understand, Allah did not make that anybody has to make ihsan and say that I allowed you in the masjid. No, Allah allowed us. And Allah did not only allowed us, Allah is forcing us. Please come, my banda, you don't know. Please come, like a son, he doesn't know. Father wants to take him to a very good place. He says, no, I'm busy, I have to do, go with my... He says, please, you don't know what you'll get there. So that is what Allah Ta'ala says, like people who have to go and suffer also and keep roza, but they say, suffer so I can keep my roza later on. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنْتَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. In that condition also, you're old, you're sick, and you think you can't manage, but if you fast, you don't know how better it will be. And Allah is saying better. So Allah Ta'ala has said, Allahu Akbar. And because of our nature, our merit, تَبِي سُسْتِ جَحَالَتْ اور خواہشاتِ نفسانی کے غلبہ وغیرہ سے جو غیر حاضر ہو کر محرومی کا سبب بن سکتا ہے. And why Allah Ta'ala has warned us and given announcement of a severe punishment. Allah knows our nature. Allah created us that we become lazy, we are stupid, we are ignorant, our desires are overpowering us, that I think it's more important to watch the match. I think it's more important, Allahu Akbar, to go for fishing, etc. And those things, and I become lazy. Fajr time, I think, I'll go later on. If I don't go for namaz now, it doesn't matter, etc. Because of our stupidity, our ignorance, our nature is such that we spoil ourselves, and the company you keep, you spoil yourself even more. Allah Ta'ala, usse bachane ke liye sakht wa'id aur azab ka ilan kiya. To save us from the stupidity, to save us from this, to become useless and to become more eager, more ignorant, Allah Ta'ala has announced punishment. It's not that Allah wants to punish us, that you're so stupid. How can you be missing this great deal? What you want is only in the court of Allah. It's nowhere. And وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Whatever you need, it's only by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allahu Akbar. اور اب مجھے جان لینا چاہے کہ ایسے نعمت عظمہ اور محبوب حقیقی کے کرم سے محروم رہ کر اپنے محسن و خالق و مالک اور دنیا آخرت کے چارہ ساز کو ناراض کر کے سخت عذاب کا مول لینا بری نادانی اور کمینہ پن ہے. Now a person should understand at least that what a great, great gift. Namaz is such a precious, great gift. Allahu Akbar, as we mentioned, forget one sajda. Just the Allahu Akbar in namaz when you start and you surrender in the court of Allah. That, oh Allah, I'm your slave. What more? And mahbub-e haqiqi, your true beloved. Allah who is your real beloved. Your beloved of this world. You love her so much. Your wife dies halal. But she becomes paralyzed. Now your love has changed for her. Or she gets a disease and sores in her body, your love has changed. Now you say, you just staying with her because you got some sense in you, otherwise you'll even divorce her. Allah who will never get weak. Allah Ta'ala who will never, your love for Allah can never diminish, it can only increase. And it is Allah's kindness. Allah doesn't need us to come. It is Allah's karam. And now still you deprive yourself that this is my muhsin. Allah who only wants to do good for me. Allah who is the one who only does good for me. Whoever does any good is Allah put it in his heart. And Allah Ta'ala is my khaliq. Allah has created me. Everybody else, nobody create. Your wife cook the food, she can't create the food. She can't, then who created her? Allah is my creator and I don't deserve to be created. Allah out of His mercy created me. And Allah is my Malik, Allah is my owner. You say your boss is your Malik, he's your owner. If you realize he's your boss, then he takes responsibility of your food, your lodging, board, everything. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is telling you, I am your owner. And whatever you need, which boss can give you better housing than Allah? Which boss can give you better wages than Allah Rabbul Izzat? A woman who thinks, I want to love in a corporate world, why must I love under my husband? She is all the time in stress. If she's sick, she must go for her own appointment. She needs bread, she must go to and buy. If she loves at home with honor, dignity, Allah has commanded you, and honorable, you are very delicate creation I made you. You stay at home. Your husband, whatever you need, he must go buy potatoes for you. He must go. You need an appointment, he must take you. So you love like a queen. But when you want to go out and you don't understand, you lose your brain. And whatever you need, the best of this world, the best of the year after, Allahu Akbar. Who can give you better than Allah Ta'ala? Now, Allahu Akbar, Allah who gives you what so much in this world, in the akhirat we can't imagine. To this please, such a great, kind being. Isn't this that you're taking a great punishment on your head? Then don't you deserve punishment? Then how can we say, why must Allah Ta'ala put punishment for not making? It's your own fault. You are so stupid. You tell your son, I'll break your bones, you don't come to the business. He doesn't know what's in store for him there. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand that we don't trade in our stupid desires, all that, and become totally immature and kamina based. We become so no value in our life to miss one salah. And we should, how much tawbah we should be making, and Allah give us tawfiq to understand the reality and give us tawfiq to be all the time present in His court with the proper etiquette.